Of course, since the market closed about 7 minutes ago, it's impossible for us to know exactly what happened for the whole month of May. But you did send me a little preview today, and I would say dicey is probably the word that I would use to describe it.
I think that is that's a good word, yes. It has been a difficult month for the markets, and especially for the stock market. And certainly until today, we were running behind and rivaling the negative returns from last August. You'd have to go back that far to find a month that looked as negative as this one did for the stock markets. And why don't I run through all of the numbers?
Okay.
And we can talk about them in a little bit. For the month of May, this is through Friday the 27th. The G Fund never has a bad day, up 0.21%. F Fund up 1.2%. C Fund down 2.17%. S Fund down 2.38%. And I Fund down 4.28%. For the L funds, the L Income was off 0.31%. The L 2020 off 1.42%. 2030 off 1.79%. 2040 down 2.09%. And 2050 down 2.44%. Now that was through Friday. But I just watched as the market had quite a surge here this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm looking online now. The S&P 500 up close at 1345.
Right.
It's up 13 points today.
A little over a percentage point today,
yeah.
Right? So these numbers are going to change for the better.
Yeah.
Overnight, and we'll have the final results I expect posted tomorrow. We run overnight, we'll run the nightly allocation working in the administrative expenses and everything else, so we'll have it posted tomorrow.
A 1% increase will give a little bump to the C Fund tomorrow that we'll see, and we have the results there linked up at federalnewsradio.com. Now, as I'm looking at these numbers, Tom, tell me again about the F Fund. It seems to me that that is the, as they say, the redheaded stepchild, because we talk about the G Fund all the time. We talk about the C Fund, the S&P 500 Fund, and the S Fund, and the I Fund, of course, the International Fund. But we don't talk about the F very often at all.
You're right, and it's a difficult one for people to get their minds around. Although it has a rule that has gone into effect or played out this month in a way that it's very clear to see. The F fund is made up of bonds, debt securities issued by government agencies and investment grade corporate debt. Now, what happens when it's put into a fund like this is that as new debt comes out, that affects the value of the debt that you're holding in your fund.
Mm-hmm.
And since interest rates have been declining for the much of this past month, that's why we've had a positive return in the F fund, because we're holding those older debt securities that have a higher rate of interest or higher return than the bonds that are currently being issued.
Now, I'm reading from the TSP website that says the F fund's investment objective is to match the performance of the Barclays Capital U.S. Aggregate Bond Index, a broad index representing the U.S. bond market. So if you want to track the performance in addition to using the tools on the website, you can kind of pay attention to that index to see where the fund is going, just like you can watch the S&P to see what's happening with the C fund, right?
That's exactly right. And we encourage people to read the business sections of their newspapers. If they get the journal, they get a lot of numbers in there. But most of the major indexes are covered in most of the good daily newspapers. And just read about it and follow it. It'll make you more familiar and kind of demystify the idea of investing. Once you start to understand some of these relationships, it gets easier.
And again, referring to some of the information you have posted at TSP.gov, I see, as I look back through the annual returns for the F fund, in between 2010 back to 2001, the worst performance was 2005, it looks like, when the F fund went up 2.5%. And in the 2008-2009 time frame, when everything else was going to pot, we're talking about returns on the F fund of about 5%. So maybe a nice little card to put in your back pocket if you don't want to go all G fund, but you want some security.
That's right. It's a nice diversifier. It does. It moves independently of the other indexes in the TSP, and that's what you want.